Good morning. It is 7:50 on this Tuesday morning, and Kevin Williams saying there is some snow in the forecast, and apparently some already falling in the higher elevations, and rather appropriate. Of course, it is mid-November, but here to talk about winter sports is our good friend from the New York Sea Grant. They're coastal recreation and tourism specialist, our good friend Dave White. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Steve. Good morning.
Always great to have you. And yeah, we got a little bit of rain here in the Auburn area, but probably a blizzard up on Tug Hill. But you know, we always you know, if you're a winter sports enthusiast, especially those of you who like to get out on a snow machine or get out on a frozen, and I emphasize the word frozen, lake to do some ice fishing. Why would you want to do that? But anyway, I digress. But it's important to be prepared, obviously. And, you know, we always are concerned, even those of us who are skiers, concerned about hypothermia. Now you got to be concerned about COVID-19 as well.
You do. And, you know, as you started talking and I'm sitting here looking out my window, believe it or not, it started to snow.
You always manage to paint the picture. I know the last time you were talking about the fact that it was a beautiful day to get your boat out on the water when we were talking about putting the boat away.
Today's going to be a beautiful day to make sure you got the snowmobile up and running. You got the wax on the seas. You sharpened the blades. You know, you've got all of that. You know, as I was getting ready for this morning, you know, I always like to have fun with you. And all I could think of was the old term over, under, around, and through, which is how many of us, I won't date it, but many of us learned how to tie our shoe that way.
Right, yeah.
Really, that's kind of today's discussion is over, under, around, and through when it comes to water. Whether you are over the water, maybe in a boat, open water, kayak, canoeing, maybe fishing, maybe in a drift boat, you know, you don't want to be under it, which is one of the problems we want to talk about is, you know, being under it. You know, you're around it, you're near the shore. You know, you may be, you know, at a reservoir area or something, or you've gone through the ice. And so, you know, when we talk about winter recreation, a lot of the activities we do are a part of that. They're over, under, around, or through water. And we do have to take special precautions when we're doing that. You know, snowmobiling, a lot of folks drive over open, you know, lakes and rivers, ice fishing, you know, these are really popular winter sports. And I think this year, like we saw with summer recreation, I think we're going to see an increase in people taking advantage of all these great resources we have. I think we're going to see an increase in them because these are great for a COVID-friendly, family-friendly, and friend-friendly activities to participate in. So, you know, again, we have to start thinking about those safety precautions we have to take, staying warm, staying dry, and having the right gear with us whenever we do any of these activities.
And of course, there is a growing popularity, you know, because of the types of protection you can wear, you know, for folks to do like kiteboarding and things like that, even, you know, in early parts of winter before the lakes freeze up.
Oh, absolutely. And then you can start to add in ice sailing. I mean, so for those that are more the extremist, which I think from our description is not you and I of extreme recreation.
Yes, too old for that.
You start to add those folks in, it can certainly be the same thing. So, you know, that's when we start to talk about, you know, it's a great time of year as people are thinking about Christmas gifts and doing their online shopping. Float coats and float suits. And what these are, they look like a ski jacket or they look like a snowmobile suit. But built into them, you actually have basically a life jacket. They are rated by the Coast Guard, so you can, you know, you're buying basically a Type 5. And what it does is if you do fall into the water, whether you're ice fishing, whether you've gone through on a snowmobile, whether you're, you know, doing open water, kayak, canoeing, and any one of these activities, you know, these are usually bright color. And if you do go in, they will float you up. So you're not wearing a coat and a life jacket, so you don't have the bulk of it because it's designed all the way down into the sleeves, into the legs. They have straps on them, so you can actually strap them closed tight so that any water that gets in will quickly heat up to your body temperature. So, you know, again, these are the kind of, you know, safety gear that's out there that we talk about for boating in, you know, spring and fall. but they are absolutely great for winter recreation and are things people need to start thinking about, you know, now to get them to be prepared for it, but also to be planning that into their recreation, especially as we welcome a lot of new recreationists into our winter recreation family.
And of course, there are state laws that are designed to protect you, again, whether, as you said, whether it's summer or winter on the water.
Absolutely. And, you know, anytime you're going to get in any kind of recreational vehicle, snowmobile, ATV, three-wheeler, boat, you know, they all have safety courses with them. You can take them online, especially now during COVID. So, you know, we can now kind of head into that COVID, you know, precautions, and all of those safety classes that people should be taking are all online. Also, winter is a great time if your family hasn't taken the boat safety class, take that online. So, you know, you can get all your safety classes online. You can make sure you reviewed the manuals for any specifics. So, you know, you really begin to add in the whole, you know, safety class. I've, you know, looked at my manual. I've got my safety gear. I've thought about all the members of my family for safety gear, because sometimes, you know, that we don't think of ourselves maybe. We maybe think about our kids, but we're not thinking about ourselves with the safety gear. And then also, you know, again, think about, as we talked about, it's an extension of your family. You know, these are all an extension of your family and they're an extension of your vehicle. So, you know, for all of us that are driving around and we have the extra masks in our car, we have hand sanitizer in our car, you know, all of those safety precautions we're taking for COVID, we have to take when we're out recreating. And again, not while we're on our snowmobile, you know, maybe not while we're, you know, out participating in other individualized activities. But if we're going with our friends to the ice shanty, you know, when we get out into the ice shanty, which many people will take a snowmobile out to, which obviously it doesn't sound like you'll be on the snowmobile going out to the ice shanty. But you want to make sure that when you take all your gloves and your hat, because a lot of ice shanties are heated, that you have your mask. Because now you're out there with your friends that might not be part of your COVID family. You know, these may be your winter recreation friends that you're really, you know, you need, and you're going to not be 6 feet apart.
Yeah, like Dave, I hate to do this. I got to cut you short because we're on a time crunch here. So if you want to get more information from New York Sea Grant, you can check them out online at nycgrant.org. And Dave, never enough time when we're chatting, and we'll hopefully do it again soon.
I look forward to it. You always get me going, Steve. I love it. I'm up and going in the morning. Thanks, buddy.
Happy to help. Dave White from New York Sea Grant has been our guest, 7:57 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.